In 1901, a young lad by the name of Babcock caught one of the biggest catches of the season, with a fish measuring 3 feet and 6 inches and weighing 26 pounds. That's just shy of 12 kilograms. The fish was so large that it was put on display in the Dominion Fish Company store on Brock Street. The boy had caught a muskunga, also known as a muskalinga. The name of the fish originates from the Anishinaabe words meaning great fish or big pike or ugly pike. Muskalinga are the largest of the freshwater predators and the largest of the pike family. They have impressively sharp teeth and are known as ambush predators. While settlers prized salmon because they provided a relatively easy source of food in harsh environmental conditions, muskalinga were revered because they were so elusive and difficult to catch. So, when someone did make a catch, it often made local news. Another newsworthy catch was made by Mrs. Roach in 1927, who caught a muskie weighing 18.5 pounds, that's just over 8 kilograms, edging out her husband's 18-pound catch. The St. Lawrence River has reportedly been home to some of the largest muskalinga. However, in the 20th century, news reports started to express fears that the numbers of muskies were diminishing and possibly in danger. After suffering a massive decline in the 1970s, populations rebounded somewhat in the 1980s due to a joint management plan between New York State and Ontario, which introduced size limits to the catches and encouraged anglers to use catch-and-release methods. The mortality from catch-and-release is estimated by the Ontario government to be just over 16% and increases significantly if the fish is removed from water, even temporarily, to take a photo, for example. Given recent scientific evidence that fish feel pain, catch and release is also likely to be highly traumatic for many fish, leading some to object to sports fishing as cruel. In February 2020, for example, the Union of BC Indian Chiefs wrote an open letter protesting the double standards of government officials who over-monitor Indigenous subsistence fishing while simultaneously condoning the violence of catch and release practices of sports fishing. They stated, I quote, "The regulations associated with sports fishing tacitly support the violent and needless practice of catch-and-release fishing. By catching a fish, removing it from water, injuring it, and then returning it to the water, sports fishing completely disrupts the life cycle of the creature and causes pain for the sake of recreation. First Nations commonly view this practice to be akin to torture, traumatizing the fish and returning it to the water, unable to thrive." Close quotes. Muskies faced an additional challenge in 2005 when gobies were introduced to the Great Lakes through the ballast of an ocean-going freighter and brought with them a virus known as viral hemorrhagic septicemia, which muskalinga appear to be particularly prone to. The muskie population continues to decline, but they remain a popular fish for anglers.